You're listening to the weekly Parshah podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel 5786, 2026. This week's Parshah, if you're in Eretz Israel, is Bahaloscha. If you're in Chutz Laretz, it's Parshas Nasa. And I'd like to share with you a thought, a medrash, a Parshas Bahaloscha. And I think that it definitely has an impact on stuff that's going on in Parshas Nasa. In Parshas Nasa, we have the obligation, the responsibilities of the Kohanim, and of Parshas Bamidbar, we had the responsibilities, the different things that they would carry, beginning of Parshas Naso as well. And in Parshas Bahaloscha, there's a talk of the responsibilities of the Levim, of the Levites. And the magician speaking about the responsibilities of the Levites, Kachas HaLevim, the Pasuk says, Perches Pasuk Vav. It speaks about choosing, taking the Levites. And our topic is going to have mainly to do with what it means to be chosen, what it means to step up, to having a sense of responsibility and having a sense of a chosenness. What does it mean? How does one get there? What is required of a person who is a leader? So that's going to be our conversation. That's going to be what we're going to speak about. The Medrash, it talks about a few things before it gets to it. And I would like to read the beginning part because it interests me. I'm a musician, as you might know. And it says like this, Kachas HaLevim, take the Levites. Okay, so the Levites, they would play musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle. There was a few different jobs, as we'll see, that they were responsible for. Among them was the music, watching out at the gates of the Holy Temple of the Beis HaMikdash, being involved in carrying. It says la'avod l'masa. It does say that. Okay, we'll see what exactly those things are. The different l'masa v'lishir v'lishmor, the Marzu says, are the three jobs that they have. They're involved in carrying. Maybe it's referring to the Kohanim, as who are also Levites, right? All Kohanim, all priests, are from the tribe of Levi. They come from Aaron. Aaron was a Levite. So now the Medrash talks about the music first. Before we get to the chosenness, we'll get to there. That's going to be the center of it. But first it talks about something interesting. The instruments that they played in the Beis HaMikdash. How many strings? A guitar has 6 strings. A harp, I don't know how many strings it has. But how many strings did those instruments have in the Beis HaMikdash? How many strings were on the harp or the lyre that they would play on? We know that there were 7 strings originally on those harps. And we're going to see that in the future times, there'll be an 8-stringed harp and a 10-stringed harp. Shenamar Sebes Machas says Panachani Imais. Pasuk says in Tehillim, King David, who was the one who laid the foundation for the temple, and he was the one who composed the songs that were sung in the Beis HaMikdash. He speaks about Sebes Machas as Panachani Imais. When it comes to coming in front of Hashem with song, with sweet, pleasant singing, so Sebes Machas, one needs to be full of joy. The word Seva, which means joy, you can read the word soiva, it's a sin. It can also be read as a shin. And instead of it being soiva, which means full, which means satiated, it can be read as sheva, which means 7. And generally speaking, I heard from Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Per, that the number 7 represents a full amount of times, like sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. 7 times a righteous individual will fall, but he gets up. There's an idea of, it means a full amount of times, like endless times. The tzaddik falls, but he gets up, right? We're here to make mistakes, as we said. But, soiva smachis, so what we're saying is, you want to be full of joy? You want to sing in front of Hashem? So you need sheva, you need a full measure, right? What's the full measure of counting in this world? So teva, as we know, the number that indicates the concept of fullness is the number 7. 7 days of the week. Hashem created the world in 7 days. And that's how many strings there were on the instrument of the Levites. And it represents the fact that when we're singing in front of Hashem, we give it our all. We go all the way. And we'll see that that really is the foundation of why Levi is chosen, why the Kohanim are chosen. They go all the way. King David also says, Interestingly, in Perikuf Yutes of Tehillim, chapter 119, which is the longest chapter in Psalms, and it's the chapter that describes the joy, the happiness, the greatness of Torah. So there it says, Sheva bayomi lalticha, mishmetei tzidkecha. 7 times in a day I praised you on the statutes of your righteousness. Okay, so that means to say, David HaMelech is saying, how do I praise you? Which means, how do I sing to you? Which means, how many strings are there on my instrument? Seven times a day. I'm doing it 7 times a day, which means a full measure, as much as I possibly can. Over and over again, I'm praising you, Hashem. Over and over again, I'm using all my capacity to sing to you, to praise you, to recognize the greatness of your Torah. Okay, so what happens when the Messiah arrives? We're going to get an even deeper level of serving Hashem. It's not going to just be seven. Seven is as much as we can here in this world, but there's a supernatural way of serving Hashem, which we don't yet have. We will have in the times of the Messiah, right? When the times of Mashiach come, we'll have an eighth note. We'll have an even deeper level, a spiritual dimension to our serving Hashem, a depth. Shekin David Amir ben Nigun. King David says, in Tehillim chapter 6, verse 1, Lamanatzech ben Neginas al Hashminis. To the conductor in the songs, the neginos, on the eighth stringed harp. So there's a harp that has 8 strings, which indicates that there's an even deeper level, a more all-encompassing way of serving Hashem. Not just with all of my physical capacity, but all of my spiritual capacity. Blessed Lava in Asay Sasser. In the future time, which means in Olam Haba, which is a time that starts in the year 6000 or 6001, after the Yemos HaMashiach, after the Messianic Age, there's an even deeper level. We get to 8. And the 8th aspect represents the Neshama, but there's a Neshama of the Neshama, and there's a Neshama of that Neshama. There's an even deeper aspect, which is represented by the number 10. So there's going to be a 10-stringed harp to indicate that we enter into an even deeper way of serving Hashem. Not just with all of our physical capacity, not just with all of our spiritual capacity, but with all of our deepest, deepest spiritual capacity. Okay. That's just an introduction. That's the kind of serving Hashem that we're after. All of our ability, physical, spiritual, everything, all the way in. That's who the Levites were, all the way in. Umi hiskin lahem. Interestingly, who was the one who established these musical instruments? Shmuel v'David, Samuel the prophet, and King David. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Dira Yomim, which is very interesting because if you look at the pasukim there, it's in Perek Tes, Dira Yomim Aleph, 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22. So I'm pretty sure, I looked at it, I'm pretty sure it's speaking about when the Jewish people returned to the land of Israel after the Babylonian exile. Right, the Jews returned, small numbers, but increasingly larger numbers, just like what's going on today. About 50,000 Jews returned to Israel at the beginning, after the times of Esther. And the Psukim describe who they were, where they came from, who were the Levim that returned, who were the Kohanim that returned. It gives them their yichus, it talks about their lineage. And it says in the Pasuk, it talks about the different Kohanim, the different Levim, and all of their tasks and jobs that they had in the temple. It speaks about their specific jobs. And it says, and let's recall, okay, thinking about it, the first Beis HaMikdash lasted approximately 400 years. I remember it was 410 or 420. And then there was a 70-year exile. So we're talking about 500 years after David and Shmuel, a little bit more. Approximately 500 years after David and Shmuel, the Levites and the Kohanim knew who they were and knew what their jobs were based on the original direction of David and Shmuel. Now, David and Shmuel, they overlapped for a short time because Shmuel passed away pretty soon after David was anointed. So there was a small window, and David was not yet the active king of the Jewish people at that point. Right? Shmuel died before Shaul died, quite soon before, as we spoke about in weeks past. And So David and Shmuel together directed and gave clear instructions to the Levium what their job would be, to the Kohanim what their job would be, which is interesting because our Psukim are talking about that in Parshas Naso, Parshas Valoscha, giving them their jobs, but David and Shmuel in their time gave the direction, and that direction was passed down from generation to generation to generation. 500 years later, they still knew who they were. It's pretty amazing. Imagine that you knew from your father and your mother who you're supposed to be in life, what your job is, what your specific talents, how they're supposed to manifest in this world, and how you're supposed to serve Hashem and serve Hashem's people. Imagine you knew that. But they knew that. For 500 years, they had passed it down. So, Hema Yisa David Shmuel Haraya Be'amunasam. These were established by King David and Samuel the prophet, the seer, Haraya, Be'amunasam. Interesting word in the Pasuk Be'amunasam. So I'd like to read to you the I think it's the Matudas David. Or was it the Ralbag? I think it's the Ralbag. The foundation of these different groups of Levim and Kohanim was done by King David and the prophet Samuel. Okay, so we're getting an introduction here, by the way. We've still got some more interesting information to find out, but this is the intro. What made the Levites prepared? What gave them the ability to know what their job is in the world? It was their emunasam. The pasuk says they were nemanu l'Hashem Yisborach. They were faithful to Hashem. They were faithful to Hashem. We'll see what that means in the next piece in the Medrash. But they were faithful to Hashem, and because of their faithfulness, David and Shmuel said, "We can tell these people what to do. We can give them their instructions for now and for all time." And 500 years later, they're still doing it. They they had a 70-year break when they weren't doing it. They weren't involved in the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. So David and Shmuel were able to give them the order of the Avoda, the order of their particular service, Oif and Shalom, in a complete way. And it's very interesting. The Rabbak says something very fascinating. There was one small window that David and Shmuel could have done this together. It was before David had become king. Shaul was still the king. Shaul was chasing after David to kill him. So David is on the run. And Shmuel and David at that moment... definitely needs explanation, but at that moment, David is on the run from being killed by Shaul. He is directing and giving precise instructions to the Levium and the Kohanim who they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. Shmuel and David together are figuring that out. I mean, that's pretty interesting. You know, if you try to think about it, like, what would be the shot? Why that's the moment in history where their jobs were given out. And maybe, when a person is running, why was David running? Because he was anointed to be the next king. Shaul knew that. So, David is not yet fulfilling his job, but he knows what his job is. Right? So that's a good time to help others figure out what their job is. It's like this moment where you have the vision on you. You have the vision and you are not yet doing it. You have the vision. You know where it's supposed to go. You can help others. Maybe. I don't know. Just a thought. Says the Medrash. Back to the Medrash. V'heim ha'amidu chalukei ashir. They established how the songs were distributed. Okay? Which means to say, you play this instrument, you play that instrument, you sing this solo, you're part of this choir, you do this harmony. Everything was delineated by David. I mean, it's very interesting. David HaMelech was the sweet singer of the Jewish people. So, if there's anyone who's going to distribute the solos correctly, maybe it's him. So, it's just very interesting. And And so the Levites would get up onto the platform. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had a platform, a stage. They would get up there and they would sing in front of Hashem, right? Which means to say, for us, I don't know if everyone out there who's listening is a singer. I assume not. But what it means for us is that they got their purpose. They got their job, what they're supposed to be doing in front of Hashem. See the great love that Hashem showed to the Levites. This is what Hashem said to Moses. Moshe was also a Levi. He was also a singer. As Yashir Moshe of Israel, right? He led the Jewish people in the Song of the Sea. And he's going to lead us again when Mashiach comes. So this is what Hashem says to Moshe. I want you to see how precious the Levites are. Kachisam the Shemila Sarara. Take them to me, to my name, for leadership. Right? Says the Marzu, what is the leadership? Negidim v'sar mamunim al avodas hamikdash. They were leaders. They were princes who were appointed over the service in the Beis HaMikdash. She'omer kachas ha-levim l'chol inin she'erusim ha-mikdash v'mishkan l'masa l'shir l'shvilishmor. Right? Some of the levim, the priests, were the ones who would carry the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. Some of them were singing. Some of them were acting as guards. But they each got their job. Why did they get their job? Because they were beloved in front of Hashem. Why were they beloved in front of Hashem? We see it in the fact that Hashem says, take the Levites. We see that they're chosen, they're beloved. But why are they beloved? So we got that hint in the Pasuk in Dibra Yamin because of their emunasim, because of their faithfulness. Because you can be given your purpose in life, you can be given your stewardship in life if you're someone who demonstrates that you're a faithful person. If you show that come what may, you do what's right. Hashem says, okay, here we go. Here's your job. Here's your job. I know I can trust you with it. So I think that's what I think it says here. And they're the full-on people. They have the seven-stringed harp. The full-on people. They're doing it all the way. They're playing full music. Says the Medrash. And here the Medrash really brings out the point very strongly, very clearly. This is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Pasuk says in Psalm chapter 11, verse 5, Hashem tests the righteous one, which doesn't mean exactly tests. It means he's boichin kolayas v'alev, means he can determine and understand what's going on in a person's heart. How do you know what's going on in a person's heart? You can see by what they do. You see their actions. Hashem says, I want to see your actions. Let's see what you do. When push comes to shove, do you come through? Do you come through in a pinch? Hashem sees that. Hashem recognizes that. Boichin kolayas v'alev. But the wicked person, the one who loves evil, loves stealing, he's not responsible. He wants to take other people's stuff. Someone else has earned something, he takes it. He grabs it. Son of Nafshay. So I'm not sure exactly what son of Nafshay means. It either can mean Hashem's soul hates him, or it can mean Hashem hates his soul. I'm not sure. But either way, we could say it loosely for today's generation. Hashem does not appreciate those who do not show fidelity, who do not have integrity, do not show integrity. Now, what does it mean? It means the Levites have this special character trait, which we all must emulate. As the Rambam says, right? At the end of, where is it? Hilchos Malachim? I'm not sure. Hilchos Meiser? Famous Rambam. It's not only for the tribe of the Levites. Anybody, any human being in the entire world, Jew, non-Jew, anyone, can dedicate themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's what you do. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'alei Adam L'Sorah At Shebeichin Avodei Kosei Tchila. You want to know how to know what your job in life is, how you can serve other people? You got to pass the test. You got to pass the test. Hashem tests the person, checks the person, Does this person have integrity? When a person stands up to his tests, that's when Hashem raises him to greatness. You know, one of the things that we see by Yosef at Tzaddik. Yosef was somebody who endured tremendous suffering. His brother sold him into slavery. He was chased by Potiphar's wife, and he spent 12 years in jail. It was a tough time. But after he came out of those 13 years of challenge, he had become a Baal Bitachon. He had become somebody who truly trusts in Hashem. You gotta be that kind of person before you can be a leader.
Says the Medrash, we find this by Abraham.
Abraham was tested with 10 tests and he withstood them all.
And afterwards Hashem gave him a blessing.
Which I think is saying, the Medrash is saying, afterwards he got a blessing. What does that mean? What does it mean to get a blessing? Right? Think about it. When Yaakov Avinu takes the blessing from Yitzchak, so what is he getting? He's getting his yud. He's getting his direction of purpose. Right? Esav had pretended to be somebody who was interested in spirituality. His father thought that he would carry the purpose of the Jewish people, but he was wrong. Yaakov was the one. So receiving the blessings means Avram Avinu gets the blessings. Why does he get the blessings? Yaakov gets the blessings. So why does he get the blessings? It means that he gets the direction, right? The blessings that a person has. A person is talented in some area. Person is has leadership qualities. Person is, whatever it is, good at learning, good at teaching, whatever it is. Those blessings guide the person towards what they're supposed to do in life. But you only get the blessings when you've proven that you can use those talents with integrity.
Avram got that. Chen Yitzchak.
Yitzchak also had a test. He stood up to the test. He was blessed. After the test, he planted and then he had tremendous crops. He had tremendous blessings, which means to say, he had direction. Jacob had tremendous amounts of challenges with his brother trying to kill him, with Laban changing his paycheck many times.
Rachel died. Dina was abducted.
He lost Yosef for 22 years. Right? Yaakov went through all of his trials and tribulations. At the beginning, he had nothing. In the end, he had tremendous blessings, tremendous direction. He had a family. In the end, he saw in his lifetime his great-grandchildren, gave his grandchildren blessings.
V'chein Yosef ish Potifera. Yosef also, as we said, he had his challenges in the house, with the wife of Potifar, v'yachovish demes reshanim. He was in jail for 12 years.
A person thinks that the challenges are going to get me out of these challenges, but the challenges are what makes a person into being that great person. It's the withstanding of the challenges which shows his integrity and greatness. Hashem says, if you're a person who can do these things, you're a person that I can give jobs to. You're a person I can give jobs to.
So he afterwards comes out of jail and he becomes a king. Why? Because he withstood his challenges.
That's what the pasuk means when it says, the righteous one Hashem tests. Av shifta shalevi. This was the case with the Levites, bringing it back to the Levim, to the Kohanim. Why were they chosen? Why were they chosen?
They were chosen. Av shifta shalevi nosnu atzman al kiddush shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
They gave themselves over. They completely gave themselves over. Completely, with all of their guts, to the name of Hashem. The Israelites were in Egypt. It was a very difficult time. And the Jewish people, they stopped doing certain things. They stopped learning Torah. They stopped giving their kids the bris. Ezekiel tells us about this. Pasuk says, when I was angry at the Jewish people, I made myself known to them in the land of Egypt. Angry at the Jewish people. They were slaves. What did they do wrong? Pasuk says there in Ezekiel that the Jewish people, they defied Hashem. And Hashem poured out His anger upon them. And there were 3 days of darkness in Egypt. Why? The wicked of the people of Israel, the ones who defied Hashem, rebelled against Hashem, they died then. Hashem says, I'm going to separate out all those who defy me. Pasuk talks about in Shir HaShirim, there's parts of Klal Yisrael that get thrown to the side. Why? Because they reject Hashem. The parts of Klal Yisrael, they are purified and chosen. Why? Why are we chosen? We're chosen because we remain in integrity. We remain with fidelity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, talks about who merits to see redemption is those who hold on to their faith. Those who hold on to their connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God. So part of Klal Yisrael lost it. Part of the Jewish people in the land of Egypt lost their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lost their fidelity. But the Levites, the tribe of Levi, they were righteous. They retained that connection. They proved themselves worthy. They kept the Torah of Shenemar. They kept the Torah. They kept giving their kids the circumcision. Now we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was called to task on his way from Yisro's house back to Egypt because he hadn't yet given his kids a milah, but he did. He did give the milah. When the Jewish people did the sin of the golden calf, the tribe of the Levites did not partake. Right, so they were able to stay true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had integrity. They were chosen because of that. When it came to what was right, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what anybody else said. I'm kind of not translating precisely here, but that's the gist. When Hashem saw that they were all righteous, He tested them and they stood up to their tests. Pasuk says about them, they were tested. That's what Pasuk says. The Levites are mine. This fulfills that which it says in Tehillim that Hashem tests the righteous. Those who are wicked means those who are lacking fidelity, those who cannot keep their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alive. They don't have the integrity. They don't stand up to their tests. They're rejected. Therefore, King David says, praiseworthy is the one who fears Hashem, who goes in his path. Bottom line, you want to get to your purpose in life? Stand up to your nesiyonos. When we stand up to our nesiyonos, when we face our challenges with integrity, we are full. We have 7 strings on our harps. Soon to be 8 strings. We've got it. We're fully there. Giving it our all, standing up to our nesiyonos. Kadosh Baruch Hu will show us who we are and what we're meant to be. I want to bless you. I bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to indeed see who we are. Hashem should help us to stand up to our nesiyonos. Hashem should help us to be strong, to give it our all, physically, spiritually. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.